Well, at one time we had 900 acres, yeah. Got about 400 acres left now at present.
You have 400 acres? How many head of cattle?
We got about 200, 250. Gotta go down right now because it's so dry. Need to cut them down some more, gonna have to in the next day or two if it don't rain. It's the driest right now, it's been, I guess, 20 years right here now. I mean, it may not be as dry, but it's hurt the grass and stuff worse.
We got about 200.
You have to speak out here?
That's right, it's crossbred cattle, Angus and Charlotte mostly.
Need to cut them down.
How do you like the Charlotte?
They're all right, the cross, I don't like them purebreds. But cross them with Angus, they say, do real good, they're thrifty and grow off that.
May not be as dry, but it's hurt grass.
Your grandparents on your mother's side, do you know where they were born?
They was, they came here from Georgia.
Both of them?
No, just on my mother's side, yeah, both of them.
Do you know where in Georgia?
No, I don't.
I guess they came after they were married?
Yeah, no, they came, yeah, I believe my mother did, my father did, my father's folks come from North Carolina.
They came.
Both your grandparents on your father's side came from North Carolina? When did they come over here from?
I couldn't tell you the truth.
No.
When you come back, I'll give you all that though. Because my aunt, did I tell you about, I never get a hold of her, but she's got all of it, sit down. And the whole world.
This family's one of the older families.
That's right. Oldest family that is around, one of the oldest families that is around.
How long has this family been in Florida? Do you have?
Oh, way back in the 1800s.
They all came from, all the came from North Carolina?
All these here. I mean, all my grandfather's folks came from up there. My great-grandfather, not my grandfather, but my great-grandfather. My grandfather's, all of them was big families. 12 on my mother's side, I think there's 14, on my father's side there's 13. So, grandfathers, there was, I think about 12 or 14 of those two. So they was all big families.
You know
about,
you say your grandparents were born in Florida.
I don't believe so. Wait until I get that other, if you're coming back out here. Let me get it, then we'll get it straight.
Do you know where your ancestors came from, from several generations?
Scotland.
On both sides of your family?
No, on my father's side. I don't know about on my mother's side.
What was your mother's maiden name?
I don't think so.
And your grandparents on your mother's side, do you know about their education?
No, they had very little. And all the education that they had at that time, I just where some of them would bunch up and some of them would try to teach the rest, try to teach the children. One that had any education at all, which I'd teach them. Back then, they didn't have very few books or anything else. About all they could do to learn to read and write.
What sort of work did they do?
They most all of them farm.
Education they had that time.
Do you know what your grandmother on your mother's side, do you know what her maiden name was? Do you know what country that's from?
No, I sure don't.
And your father's parents, do you know about their education?
Yeah, they wasn't very much better off.